they are serving the whole body. Similarly, Krishna is the supreme whole, and we are his parts and parcels. Therefore, our duty is to serve him. This is our constitutional position. Jiver Sarup Hai Nitya Krishna Das. We cannot become Krishna. We are eternally Krishna's servitors, part and parcel. This is real conclusion. Qualitatively one. Just like this finger, you can call it body, but it is part and parcel of the body. Similarly, the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, you may call God, but he is not the Supreme God. Supreme God is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. So, Anasina Apramiyas. Anasina. It cannot be destroyed. Although it is very minute, apramayas. You cannot measure. You have no such measuring method that you can measure the soul's breadth and length and breadth. In geometry, they finish it, the point has no length and breadth. But that is not the fact. The point has also length and breadth, but we cannot measure it. Apramaya. Similarly, there is length and breadth of the soul also. That is also mentioned in the Vedic literature. Backside. It is said in the Puranas, Kesagra Satvagasya Satadha Kalpitasya Cha Jiva Bhaga Savigyaya Sa Anantaya Kalpate. The spirit soul is measured. First of all, divide the tip of your hair into 100 parts. And they take one part again, and again divide it into 100 parts. That portion is the measurement of the soul. Or in other words, 1/10,000 part of the tip of your hair. Now you have no measuring instrument. Therefore, because we have no measuring instrument, although the soul is there within this body, we cannot find it out. Although the soul and the super soul both are situated within the heart, and the heart is the center of all vitality, energy of this body, that is accepted, but we have no eyes to see the soul or the super soul, because these material eyes are blunt, imperfect. You cannot see so many things. I cannot see even my eyelids, the nearest, and I cannot see which is far, far away, distant place. So all our senses are imperfect. By imperfect senses, you cannot see the spirit, soul. You cannot see even the spirit soul, how you can see the supreme soul, God. That is not possible. You have to purify your senses. Then you can see. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grahyam indriyai. The present blunt senses, material senses, all are imperfect. Even we hear the Lord's name, Namadi, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi. Just like we are chanting, one who is spiritually advanced, he is enjoying this Hare Krishna, Krishna's name. But those who are blind, they will see, they will think what these people are chanting. Because he has no power to hear. Atah Sri Krishna Namadi. But realization of Sri Krishna begins by hearing. That is the method. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. If you hear about Krishna, if you chant about Krishna, then gradually your heart will be cleansed. Chito Darpanam Arjanam. Bhava Mahadabhagni Nidbhapanam. By chanting and hearing, the dirty things within the heart will be cleansed. Then you will understand what is your position in relationship with God. You will understand what is God. Therefore, in this age especially, Kali Yuga, because people cannot perform any other austerities, they are unable, they are so dull. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya jupadita. This is the position of the people of this age. Prayena alpayayusa. Generally, their span of life is very short. It is decreasing day by day. As our forefathers live 90 years, 100 years, now we are not living up to such extent of ages. Generally, people are dying. In India, the average age is 35 years. In other countries, maybe a little more. But gradually, it is decreasing. And it will decrease to such a point that even if a man lives for 20 to 30 years, then he will be considered as grand old man. That day will come. So, this age, therefore Shastra says, prayena alpayusa. Generally, almost everyone is short living. Prayena alpayusa kalau asmin yuge jana. Asmin yuge kalau. They are very short living. Then again, mandya, all rascals, mandya, third class, no first class men. Practically no brahminical qualification, all sudra qualification. Therefore, mandya, sumanda matayo. And if one comes forward to be spiritually enlightened, he accepts something bogus, which has no meaning, without any reference to the shastras. Therefore, mandya, sumanda matayo. They have got an opinion, and that is going on. You may have any opinion, that is all right. This foolishness is going on in this age. Manda samanda matayo. Manda bhagya. And most unfortunate. Everyone is practically unfortunate. Nobody has certainty what he will eat tomorrow or in the evening. Everywhere, don't think only it is in India. In America, when I went there, I thought everyone is very rich. There are so many poor men. They are lying on the street. The street-lying population is everywhere, either in India or in America or in England. I have seen. The first-class, second-class, third-class men will remain there. You may have a try to make everyone first-class. The division, first class, second class, third class will go on. That is nature's arrangement. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya jupadrita and disturb. Just like today's strike, unnecessarily. Disturbance, so many disturbance everywhere, all over the world. Because the population has degraded. They must be like that. This is the way. Therefore, anyone is interested for spiritual advancement, he should take to this Krishna consciousness movement, which is principally chanting Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kivalam. Kalo Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Gati Dannatha. In this age, you cannot practice yoga, mystic yoga practice, meditation. It is not possible. It is very difficult. You cannot arrange for big, big sacrifices. That is also not possible. Therefore, three times it is said, Nasti Iva Nasti. You cannot take to the yogic principle, you cannot take to the ritualistic ceremonies, you cannot take to the temple worship also. It is very difficult. Kalo una kriteja dhayato Vishnu titayang jajato makhai dapare parichajyayang kalo tat harikirtanat. This is the injunction of the Shastra. That in the Satyaju, when people used to live for 100,000 of years, at that time, yogic principle meditation was possible. And in the Treta Yuga, the performance of big, big sacrifices was possible. Because things were available, there were yogic Brahmins. In this age, practically, there is no yogic Brahman who can perform yoga, no competent Brahman. Therefore, performance of sacrifices is not possible. The only performance of sacrifice is this, as we are performing, Hare Krishna festival. That is stated, yagai sankirtanai prayai jajanti hi sumedhasa. Yagai sankirtanai. In this age, Kali Yuga, no other sacrifices is possible. Only sacrifice, this is sacrifice. Yagai sankirtanai, just like we are doing in a small scale. But it can be done in larger scale. But people are not interested. People are not interested. They have lost all brain. Sumedhasa and Alpamedhasa. These two words are used in this Shastra. Alpamedhasa, medha means brain substance. So those who are Alpamedhasa, they means less brain substance. Antavattu phalam tesam tad bhavati Alpamedhasa. Alpamedhasa, less intelligent, less brain substance. They worship different demigods. Kamastastha hitajnana jajanti anna devata. The anna devatas are there. But who are attracted to worship other demigods? Those who are lusty. Kamastastha hitajnana. These are the statements in the Bhagavad Gita, you know. Those who are lusty, and being lusty, they have lost their senses. Hitajnana. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he says, hitajnana, nashta buddhaya, no intelligence. Kamastastha hitajnana, jajanti anna devata, antavattu phalam tesam tad bhavati alpa medhasa. So, in this age, this is simply a waste of time. If you actually interested in spiritual advancement of life, if you divert your attention in so-called worship of this demigod, then you will simply waste your time. There will be no advancement. And even you become perfect in worshipping the demigod, then what will be your profit? The profit will be Janti Deva Vrata Devan. You can go to the planets where the demigods live. But the planets and this material world, everything will be annihilated. Antavattu Phalantisa. Suppose you are promoted to the Brahma Loka. That is also Antavattu. It will be finished. Because by the end of Brahma's duration of life, everything within this universe will be finished. Therefore, antabhav. That is not permanent. But if you manage to go back to home, back to Godhead, then jadgatyana nivartanti tadhama param. That is perfect life. So anyone who is not interested in perfect life, they will be allured by this so-called demigod worship. Antabhattupan. But those who are intelligent, these are the activities of the alpamedhas. But one who is sumedhasa, sumedha, one who has got good brain substance, for him, in this age, it is recommended, jagai saṅkīrtanai prāyai jajanti hi sumedhasa. Krishna varnaṁ tisā krishnaṁ sāṅkapāṅgāsta pārśadam jagai saṅkīrtanai prāyai jajanti hi sumedhasa. Krishna varnaṁ, Krishna himself, Krishna or Krishnam Varnayati, the one, the incarnation of God, who will chant always Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached this Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, Krishnam Varnayati iti Krishna Varnam. Krishna Varnam Tisa or Krishnam. Tisa by complexion. He is Akrishna, not Krishna, not black. Krishna appeared blackish, not blackish as we imagine. Kandarpa koti kamaniya. Krishna, although he is blackish, he is attractive more than millions of cupids. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham govindamadi purusam tamahangmaya. So, anyway, Krishna appears in four colors, red, black, yellow, and white, in different ages. So, in this age, Kali Yuga, Krishna appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yellow color. Krishna Varnam Tisa Akrishnam. Akrishna may be red, Akrishna may be white, but this Akrishna means pita, yellow. Because other Akrishna, red and white, was in the Satya Yuga and Treta Yuga. Therefore, here Akrishna means the yellow. Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishnam Sanga Pangastra Parsadam. He is always surrounded by his intimate devotees. He is surrounded by many devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever he was going, thousands and thousands of people were following his Sankirtan. But especially, he was always surrounded by five special devotees. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavin. He is himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, his expansion, Nityananda, his incarnation, Sri Advaita Prabhu, his internal energy, Gadadhar, and his external, marginal energy, Advaita Prabhu, Sivas. But he has got another energy, which is called external energy. External energy cannot come in front of God, Krishna. This is Maya. Just like darkness cannot come in front of the sun. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhakar. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Mayar Adhikar. This material world is dark. It is called Tama. Tamasi Ma Jyotirgama. The Vedic instruction is don't remain in this material world. Come to the spiritual world. Spiritual world. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Kotisu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Tad brahma niskalam anantam asesa bhutam. So come to the Brahma platform, Brahma Jyoti. Don't remain within this darkness. So therefore, in this age, Krishna Varnang Tisa Krishnang Sangapanga Saparsadam Jagai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Hi Sumedas. This is intelligence. To chant Sankirtan Bohvi Militva Kirtayati. We are assembling in big assembly, just like we are trying to introduce. It is very easy. Chant. Thousands and thousands of people, never mind what he is. It doesn't matter whether he is learned or fool, rich or poor, or black or white, or Brahman or Shudra. No consideration. Come together. Chant Hare Krishna Mantra. Jagai Sankirtanai Pray. Jajanti Hi Sumedas. Your brain will be cleansed. It is so easy. It is so nice and so perfect according to the instruction of the Vedas. Harinama, 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 Iva Kivalam. Repeatedly, in every Vedic literature and practically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced practically, and he asked every Indian to go outside India and preach this called Hare Krishna Mantra. But we are not doing that. We are going outside our country to beg only, not to give. And here is a prime gift you can give all over the world. Your country will be glorified. They are anxious for this. Prithivite ache jato nagaradigram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction. As many towns and villages are there on the surface of the globe, everywhere this Hare Krishna mantra, Lord Chaitanya's name, will be celebrated. That is being done. There is immense field for introducing this Hare Krishna cult all over the world. That is practical. Unfortunately, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted the matter to every Indian, Not to the Bengalis, because he appeared in Bengal. He never said for the Bengalis. He said, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hailaja. On this holy land of Bharatvarsha, anyone who has taken his birth as a human being, he should make his life perfect. Janma Sarthak Kori. You cannot preach without making your life, first of all, perfect. If I remain imperfect, I cannot preach. One must be perfect. That is not very difficult. We have got direction of great sages and saintly persons and God, Krishna Himself. So, to make our life perfect is not at all difficult. We are simply neglecting. That is our misfortune. Mandasa manda matayo manda bhagya. Because we are manda mandamata, we have accepted some bogus logic, bogus ism, and wasting our time. We should take from the Shastra the real path, then we shall become intelligent. Sumedhasa. Jagai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Hi Sumedhasa. The shortcut method. Intelligent class of man will take the Sankirtan movement for his spiritual elevation of life. It is a fact, it is scientific, it is authorized. So don't neglect. Take this chanting of Hare Krishna, heart and soul. And anywhere, niyamita smarane na kala. There is no rules and regulation that you have to chant at this time, at that time, in this position, at that position. No, because it is especially meant for this fallen conditioned soul. There is no hard and fast rule. Nam nam kari bahudha nija sarva shakti tatrarpita niyamita smarane nakala. The name, the holy name of Krishna is as powerful as Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna and his name. Krishna is absolute. Therefore, there is no distinction between Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, Krishna's entourage, Krishna's pastime, from Krishna. Everything is Krishna. If you hear about Krishna, then you should know that you are touching Krishna by oral reception. If you see Krishna, the deity, that means you are seeing personally Krishna. Because Krishna is absolute. He can accept your service anyway, because he is everything. Ishavasamidam sarvam. He is energy. Parasya brahmana shakti sarvidam akhilam jagat. Everything Krishna's energy. So, if we are in touch with Krishna's energy, with little knowledge, we are direct in touch with Krishna. This is the process. As you become constantly in touch with Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness, then you become purified. Purified. Just like if you put one iron rod in the fire, it becomes warm, warmer, warmer, and at last it becomes red hot. When it is red hot, it is fire. It is no more iron rod. Similarly, if you keep always in Krishna consciousness, you become Krishnaized. This is the process. Then everything becomes purified. Then your spiritual life is manifested. Then your life is successful. So the first beginning is, as it is said by Krishna, antavatvime deha. Don't be attached with this body. The body is material. But even this body is material. It can be spiritualized by the same process, by Krishna consciousness. Spiritualized means when this body will forget the materialistic activities. This body you can utilize for sense gratification. Just generally people are doing eating, sleeping, mating, and drinking, and so on. So you can utilize this body, that is material. But if you engage this body for the service of the Lord, it becomes spiritualized. As I have already explained, the iron rod, constantly in touch with fire, it becomes, at end, it becomes red hot. That is fire. At that time, it acts at fire. You touch that red hot iron rod anywhere, it will burn. Similarly, this body can be spiritualized, although it is material body. How? Sevan mukhi hi jivhadau same vaspuratada manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogena jasevate sagunan samati toi etal brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Brahma. Brahma bhuyaya kalpati. It at once becomes brahma. Brahma bhuyaya kalpati. How? Abhya vicharini bhakti yogena jasevate. Therefore, this process, archan, everyone is engaged only in Krishna's service. They are, from the beginning of the day, 4 o'clock, they rise from the bed. They offer mangalarutrik. You are seeing, practically, we are demonstrating the Krishna consciousness, how one can become Krishna conscious perfectly. Therefore, we have brought this deity. Anyone can do it at home. Where is the difficulty? If these Europeans and Americans, they can do, our Indians, which is our heritage, we are born in this land of Bharatvarsh, we cannot do it. But we are neglecting. We are so fallen. Mandam sumandamatayo mandabhagya. We have become so unfortunate that we cannot take to this process. So, whatever we have done, that's all right. But now, this Krishna consciousness movement is there. Yeah, everyone should take it very seriously and make his life perfect. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, except that Krishna is in every living entity. Therefore, they say that by serving humanity and your fellow man, that is serving Krishna. Is that correct?
See, if you remain in a room to serve the room, does it mean they're serving you? You are within a room. You're simply cleansing the room does it mean serving you? The present moment, what they are doing? My Guru Maharaj used to say, that a man has fallen on the water, and one brave man came. He said that I shall save this man. And he also jumped in the water and brought his coat and shirt. And he says, now the man is saved. Is it saving the man? So similarly, the service of humanity means they are serving the body. Where is the soul? They do not know how to serve. Just like washing the cage and the bird within the cage, it is starving. So they do not know what is service. Jasyatma buddhi kunapi iti dhatuke. They are thinking this body, that is we are explaining this morning, antavatri me diha. This body is perishable, it is material. What is the use of serving it? However you serve it, it will destroy. Try to save the soul who is put into this body and embarrassed. That is real service. This is Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to save the soul. The body, however you try to save it, it will antavattimi deha. It will end. Today or tomorrow or after some years. You cannot save it. Save the soul. Nitya sakta sharirina. The sharirina, the soul, which is within the body, that is nitya, eternal. Now, although it is nitya, it is fallen in certain condition of this material body, that it appears to be dying. Janma mitu janabhyadhi dukho dosa anudarsana. He is under the tribulation of birth, death, old age and disease on account of this material body. Therefore, if you actually want to give service to the humanity, then give service to the soul. And if you give service to the soul, automatically the body is also served. But if you stress on the body, without therefore, despite all arrangements for humanitarian work, the human society becoming worse and worse. Why? That is not service. They do not know how to serve. Illusion. Real service is this, Krishna consciousness, to arouse the Krishna, dormant Krishna consciousness in every living entity. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. To make him aroused in relationship with Krishna. That is real service. So what is going on in the name of service, that is not service. That is simply washing the coat and shirt. That's all. Hare Krishna.